This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to adopt yoga and meditation as a way of life for world peace. 5.2 Richter scale earthquake in Bajura district destroys 15 houses, around 100 houses partially damaged. Zarakpur Bulls stunned Sudhir Pashim Royals to lift inaugural NPL trophy, and United States carries out airstrikes against Houthis in Yemen. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, emphasizing the transformative power of meditation for world peace, called for adopting yoga and meditation as a way of life for ensuring world peace in the world terrorized by war and unrest. Addressing a program organized by Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Turikhel in Kathmandu, marking the first World Meditation Day yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged people to integrate yoga and meditation and exercise positive thinking for world peace. Pointing out the need to practice meditation regularly for holistic health, the head of the government viewed that such kind of ancient wisdom should be transferred to the new generation and extend such knowledge to every school. It may be noted that United Nations General Assembly on December 6 this year proclaimed December 21st as the World Meditation Day to raise awareness about meditation and its benefits. The day falls on winter solstice, commonly known as the shortest day of the year. On a different occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said several reforms have happened in the country's economic sector after the political transformation. Inaugurating the 51st National Convention of Nepal JSIS in Itahari yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said massive changes have occurred in economic development, employment generation and other sectors compared to the infrastructure development taken before the existing political changes. Referring to World Meditation Day yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged one and all to internalize this day and safeguard the world by keeping human interest at the center. He also appreciated the expansion of JSIS in Nepal, adding that its purpose was to maintain world peace, leadership development and entrepreneurship. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal urged the youth generation to nation-building by taking pride in our motherland. Observing the Sanibare Haat, or the Farmers' Market, organized by Raithane Agro Products Nepal at Darbarma, Kathmandu, National Assembly Chair Dahal emphasized the optimal use and consumption of local produce and resources. Highlighting the importance of labor, he pressed for bucking the brain drain among youths in the country. Chitwan National Park has said as many as 1,200 rhinoceros were found dead in and around its buffer zone in the last 5 months of the current fiscal year. According to the information officer at the park, Avinash Thapa Magar, two people died and four others sustained injuries in rhino attacks in the last 5 months. Likewise, a tiger was found dead during the same period. Meanwhile, park security personnel held 150 people in charge of conducting illegal activities within the national park in the last 5 months. They were arrested for allegedly poaching and smuggling rhino horns, killing tigers as well as other illegal activities. The district administration office of Bajura has reported that 15 houses were destroyed with no casualties reported by a 5.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the district early morning yesterday. Chief District Officer Meghanath Pahadpadhyay stated that approximately 100 houses sustained partial damage. It will take more time to assess the full extent of the damage as the epicenter is located in a remote area of the district. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung clarified that the present government was formed in partnership between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML to protect the country from political instability. Inaugurating the 57th anniversary of Barha Secondary School at Machapusri Rural Municipality 6 in Kaske District yesterday, he said the people have become frustrated due to frequent changes in the government. Minister Gurung further said the present government was active in the field with the determination to fulfill the people's expectations that have not been fulfilled despite the change in the system in the country. Minister Gurung, also the spokesperson of the government, further said that the government would move ahead by amending the policies, acts and laws that have hindered the developmental works. Now some sports news update. Janakpur Bolts have clinched the title of the first season of the Nepal Premier League T20 cricket tournament. In the final match held at Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground yesterday, Janakpur Bolts defeated Sudur Pashim Royals by 5 wickets to win the title. Janakpur Bolts chased the 185 runs target to win posted by Sudur Pashim Royals in 19.2 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, elected to bat first after winning the toss, Sudur Pashim Royals made 184 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. According to the Cricket Association of Nepal, the title winner team, Janakpur Bolts, received 11 million rupees with the trophy, while the runner-up team, Sudur Pashim Royals, got 5.1 million rupees. The team that placed third received 2.5 million rupees, while the fourth-place team has got 1.5 million rupees. Sudur Pashim Royals captain, Dipendra Singh Airy, was declared an electrifying player, while Saif Ali Jiab was declared a player of the tournament. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Podal and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have congratulated Janakpur Bolts for winning the title of the first edition of the Nepal Premier League. They also extended best wishes to all the participating teams of the tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. The U.S. military says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a, targeting a missile storage site and command facilities operated by Iran-backed Houthi militants. It comes hours after the Houthis fired a ballistic missile at Israel, which injured more than a dozen people in a Tel Aviv park. The Houthis, an Iran-backed rebel group that controls northwestern Yemen, began attacking Israel and international shipping shortly after the start of the Gaza war in October 2023, saying they were acting in solidarity with Palestinians. The U.S. says its latest strike is part of a commitment to protect itself and its allies. The Pakistani Taliban claimed a brazen overnight raid on an army outpost near the border with Afghanistan yesterday, which intelligence officials said killed 16 soldiers and critically wounded 5 more. The siege started after midnight and lasted about 2 hours as around 30 militants pummeled the mountainous outpost from 3 sides. Pakistan's domestic chapter of the Taliban claimed the attack in a statement, saying it was staged in retaliation for the martyrdom of their senior commanders. The group claimed to have seized a hoard of military gear, including machine guns and a night vision device. Pakistan's military has not yet issued a statement on the incident. Pakistan has been battling a resurgence of militants' violence in its western border region since the Taliban's 2021 return to power in Afghanistan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of traces to light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was recorded as 4.8 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius today. And the maximum temperature was recorded as 18.3 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to adopt yoga and meditation as a way of life for world peace. 5.2 Richter scale earthquake in Bajura district destroys 15 houses and around 100 houses partially damaged. Janakpur Bolts stunned Sudur Pashim Royals to lift inaugural NPL trophy. And United States carries out airstrikes against Houthis in Yemen. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.